Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM, your music, your world, and another huge happy Woman's Day. I hope you're having a wonderful one. We are having an absolute blast, and we have a very, very special guest on the phone. Before we get to the special guest, let me tell you about the initiative that she is responsible for. It is called Leafline. Now, Leafline is dedicated to sustainability. They manufacture reusable sanitary products using naturally occurring, hyperallergenic, hygienic, and absorbent pineapple fiber. Their product lines include reusable adult diapers, reusable sanitary towels, reusable children's diapers, bed covers, seat covers, as well as a whole lot more. Now, this eco-friendly alternative not only reduces waste, but also ensures comfort and hygiene. Leafline is breaking barriers and fostering empowerment by purposefully hiring disabled people in Bathurst in the Eastern Cape through the initiative. Now, Leafline aims to provide inclusive employment opportunities that promote dignity and independence for disabled women by actively seeking out talented individuals within the disabled community. They are creating a supportive workplace where these women can thrive and contribute their unique skills. Now, combining their purposeful hiring initiative with sustainable product manufacturing, Leafline is making a significant impact on both the lives of disabled women and, of course, the environment. Please welcome Candy Androliakis. How are you today, Candy?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I am very, very well. I love your surname, Androliakis. Is it Greek?
Yes, it is. My parents are not from Greece. Mm. Actually, my mother was born in Zimbabwe. My father was Greek,
okay. And
their parents were Greek. But we're actually Zimbabwean.
It's a lovely, lovely surname. It is a bit of a mouthful, but it rolls off the tongue. Androliakis, I love it. Now, since we last spoke to you last year, what's been happening with Leafline?
We've done quite a bit since last year. The spa group has come on board, and they're looking at a project to alleviate period poverty.
Brilliant.
Within the schools and within the rural areas. And we are supplying a couple of stores in the Eastern Cape at the moment, and by the end of the year, they want us in 600 stores.
600?
Yes.
Wow.
So we haven't achieved that yet, and we haven't got that long to go, so I'm hoping that, you know, before long we will be in 600 stores. But our next movement is towards KZN.
Brilliant. Wow. That song from Drake. We started from the bottom, now we're here, which is basically my next question. How did Leafline start?
Leafline began in the retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
I was working in the retirement home cutting toenails for the elderly people.
Bless you.
And one of the residents asked me if I could make something for her that was more cost effective than the disposable product.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a pattern for the outer pants, but I had to find an absorbent inner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I saw this at the Big Pineapple, the uses for pineapple leaf fiber. One of the elderly farmers had made a batch of this and just put up a billboard with the product on. And it was from there that I started making product for this lady and then for a couple of people, a couple of residents in the home just to test it.
Wow.
And then from there I entered the Innovation Hub Award and I won that, which gave me a little bit of funding and I was able to produce a product. Not myself, but I outsourced it to other factories. And then because we work with Inkutaswini Skills Center,
mm-hmm.
some of the disabled people were sewing the beginning stages for me. And the SAB Foundation, I entered their award for disability, and I won that. And they gave me the funding to open my own factory, and that's where we are now. We have the factory, and we've obviously since then incorporated children's and, very importantly, sanitary towels into our project.
You really are a saint. I'm just imagining you clipping toenails in an old age home. Wow. You really are something special. You really, really are, Candy. Now, how has the response been from the public and, of course, your supporters?
It's been very good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge has been to try and steer people away from disposable items, including mm-hmm. nappies and sanitary towels, to a more environmentally friendly washable item. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a challenge, although it was originally what people did is they washed the items.
That's right.
And I think people became a little lazy once the disposables came on board. I'm not saying disposables are bad, but I think with the population increase, it's not a sustainable option anymore.
I agree totally with that. Totally with that. I think anything disposable should be, looked at and maybe done another way.
Yep.
Yeah. How can the public assist in getting pads into the community? How can we get involved?
What we have done with a few people is we do a few CSI initiatives mm-hmm. where people donate pads to certain schools. Mm-hmm. And we obviously have our lists of school that we give the pads to, but it's still an ongoing problem with period poverty mm-hmm. where some of the girls can't attend school. So what we do is we have an initiative. You can either contact us directly or look on our website, and we will then either donate the pads to mm-hmm. the people mm-hmm. or... So the public will then say, okay, there's this school in need, and we would like to purchase 50 pads and, start the ball rolling from there. Okay. So I think that's a good way to do it. SPA has just bought 2,000 pads from us mm-hmm. To distribute in KZN, but mm-hmm. I think the need in Eastern Cape is still quite large.
And where can we find that website? What is the website for you? Where can we get hold of you?
It's www.leafline.co.za. And my contact details are on there.
Okay, super.
Obviously, to contact me directly would probably be the best thing. The alternative is obviously to go off to your nearest spa store and look for the product.
There we go. Absolutely. You really are an inspiration. This is exactly the kind of thing that we need in this country. And I really, really do take my hat off to you. Is there anything you'd like to say to anyone before we bid you adieu?
I just I guess a big thank you to all the people who have assisted me along my journey, from the people who locally supported me to the SAB Foundation, to the Innovation Hub, to all the mentors they've provided me with, because my business knowledge isn't 100%, but I have had people helping me to do this. So it's not all down to me. There has been a lot of assistance in my journey. And, of course, to the SPA group and the head office group in Pinetown, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, listen, you're amazing. You've inspired me today, and I just wish you the absolute best. And a big, big reminder to the strong, independent, and passionate woman of Algoa country, Happy Women's Day. It's been an absolute pleasure, Candy. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I hope to catch you soon, all right?
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Ciao.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.